Nolte, scientists admit covering up lab leak theory to avoid being associated with Trump. By John Nolte on June 18, 2021. By way of an unforgivable, but very revealing, act of silence, several scientists now admit to having misled the country for more than a year by covering up their belief that the coronavirus lab leak theory is valid enough to warrant investigation. In other words, here's one more reason to never again trust the scientific community. What we have here is an astonishing admission and one more reason not to believe the so-called scientific consensus about anything, most especially life-altering issues such as global warming or climate change or whatever these charlatans call it today. Think about it. If a herd of scientists is willing to lie through an act of omission about the lab leak, imagine the other lies they're telling us, or are allowing to be told, when it comes to everything else. Far-left NBC News reports. Alina Chan was one of 18 scientists who published a letter in the journal Science last month calling for a more in-depth investigation into the virus's origin that takes into account theories about both natural occurrence and laboratory spillovers. The letter helped kickstart a new round of calls to investigate the lab leak hypothesis, including demands from President Joe Biden and several leading scientists. Chan said there had been trepidation among some scientists about publicly discussing the lab leak hypothesis for fear that their words could be misconstrued or used to support racist rhetoric about how the coronavirus emerged. Trump-fueled accusations that the Wuhan Institute of Virology, a research lab in the city where the first COVID-19 Chinese coronavirus cases were reported, was connected to the outbreak, and on numerous occasions he called the pathogen the Wuhan virus or Kung flu. At the time, it was scarier to be associated with Trump and to become a tool for racists. So people didn't want to publicly call for an investigation into lab origins, she said. Note, although she's named in the NBC report, Alina Chan's one of the very few who did not remain quiet. She's maintained the validity of the lab leak theory from the beginning. If you read between the lines, what happened here is obvious. A herd of quislings with scientific degrees allowed themselves to be so intimidated by the toxicity fabricated around Trump by the political, media, and academic establishment that they covered up something they believed to be true. That the lab leak theory is credible enough to warrant investigation. So here's what we now know. When given a choice between telling the public a vital truth or living through the social discomfort of being associated with someone the establishment loathes, to retain the establishment's good opinion, moral cowards who call themselves scientists will cover up the truth. Worse still, they covered up a truth because telling that truth would align them with the political right. Which informs us that any scientific truth that validates a belief held by the right could very well be withheld. All I have to say is, I told you so. If you think the pressure to silence so-called scientists about the China flu was extreme, imagine the pressure the scientific community is under to continue to mislead the public about global warming or climate change or whatever these charlatans call it today. Every establishment reputation, along with every hope and dream the fascist left holds about centralized government control, rests on the global warming hoax. If a scientist dares to step out of that box, being attacked as a racist will be the least of their problems. The intimidation to protect the global warming narrative is 1,000 times hotter than anything around the lab leak. One card gets pulled out of the global warming hoax, and the whole house of cards crumbles into a black hole. I should also add that this is yet one more conspiracy theory that's been confirmed. Throughout this pandemic, we all knew the scientific establishment was lying to us. We all knew it because everything that flew out of their mouths, or, in this case, didn't, lined up a little too perfect with the left's fascist coronavirus agenda, just like global warming does. Welcome to the 45th reason we can be confident global warming is a hoax. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.